that you're gonna regret.
But if you wanna stay in shape,
well, you better hit that.
Chimwits, Chimwits.
That's right, man.
Welcome to the Gym Wits Podcast. I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
And we are the Gym Wits. So, Justin, I hear that you're finally a winner.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it wasn't too big of a tournament, but I finally did win a poker tournament. It feels good. It feels good to come in first place when you have to walk through the minefield that is poker. There's 100, 200 people playing against you, mm-hmm. and when you're the last person standing, it feels nice.
So, and how much did you win?
It wasn't very much, around $3,000, something like that.
That's a good amount.
Well, yeah, but some of them, like $30,000, $100,000, you know.
Is that something you aspire to do, or are you happy kind of playing in that? Like, do you want to play in those bigger tournaments, or is that something you can do? Or
I would sort of have to build up to it a little bit more as the stakes go up. So does the competition and the ability. And I feel I'm pretty solid at this sort of mid-level where I can rock these games.
Yeah.
So I'd have to get better. It's just like anything else. It's like you can... It's funny how you thought like mid-level fighters or mid-level kickboxers are good, and then you get to that level, and then you surpass them, and the people that are at the mid-level are good, and then you think that the people at the slightly higher levels, well, this person is really good, and then you get to that level, and they're not really... That's exactly how it works.
Okay.
So... If that
makes sense, I wouldn't know from experience, but that it
but
makes
you
sense.
But you
theory.
Understand with working against other kickboxers, someone who you thought was better than
like
you, and
you
then
started,
you surpassed.
Yeah, yeah, that I've experienced. So,
or especially
right.
now, think about it with grappling,
because
you came from knowing almost nothing,
yeah.
and
okay,
now you're getting good.
Example,
so you see yourself getting better.
Yeah, like there are a couple guys who I thought were good when I started about 6 months ago, 8 months, and there are guys now. Okay, that's a good example. Kind of thinking of that as somebody who's just starting something. Like, they're guys that were, I was like, oh, crap, that guy's good. And then now it's like, they're not that good because I'm not good. And I'm doing, so you start to realize, like, yeah, you're right. That
you're getting level better, you're getting more confident.
Getting better, yeah.
And you're, you know, able to execute under pressure, always the big thing.
Yeah. Now, what does it take? Does it take for you practice, or does it take actual, like, is there theory, like poker theory, that you need to learn,
like anything,
or strategy, or is it just
like anything else
yep.
in life? You got to study. You got to practice, but you got to also just do it a lot. You have to lose.
Yeah.
You can't just be a winner.
Yeah.
I think that's, in most things in life that involve losing, that's what turns people off
mm-hmm.
because people don't like to lose. They don't like to not feel good. People that are able to use it to grow from, those are the types of people that get really successful because they don't see losing as a negative. They see it as a way to grow.
Correct,
and I've lost a lot in poker. I mean, I've won now way more than I've lost, but I've lost money and I've lost hands and I've lost tournaments that I should have done better because I played poorly. Sometimes I lost due to luck. Sometimes I lost because I was tired. Sometimes I lost because of my ego. And each time you lose, or sometimes you win and you get lucky, but you still learn from it. You have to gain, it's like anything else. Experience, studying, hard work, you know, effort, all those things that would make you good at anything applies to poker.
Cool. All right. Well, I guess on to what were our discussion for today. So today is another one of those days where I came in, had an idea of what we were going to talk about, and then you came up with an idea. So what did you want to do today?
It's actually a very practical idea for me.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be super thrilled with this, but I put my membership to the kickboxing gym on hold.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, so, you haven't been coming in as much lately.
It's just, it's sort of a waste of money, and I feel guilty that I'm. It's not that much money, but
why did you put it on hold?
Just September's coming,
okay.
and I have a lot of new work, and scheduling is going to be crazy, and it's just something that I can't commit to, and I don't want to do something if I can't commit to it. Mentally, if I can't really put my all into it, or at least a solid effort into it, I don't want to do it. I don't want to just sort of do it haphazardly. So when I go in, you know, I want to do it for real.
Yeah.
So when I go back in 2 months or whenever it is, I'm going to go in with the mindset I'm going to really work at this.
Okay. Hey, fair enough. So what's the next question then? Or what is the question?
So I now have new goals for my fitness and my body and what I want to achieve over the next few months. So I thought, who better to help me with it? Imagine I am a new client,
okay,
or an old client that wants some new goals, and I'm coming in, and you need to design a program for me. Think you could do that?
Sure I can. I don't know, it might take longer than we're going to record, but I think what we'll do is we'll go through a little bit of a consultation, and I'll try to help you get something together. And I think if I put together a program, what I'll try to do is post it with the app. So as you know, we can put bonus content. So I'll post a PDF of your personal workout on the app for anyone that happens to have very similar goals to what you have. So, all right. So what are your goals? I guess that's the first question.
So I want to, for the first time in my life, now I don't have to be your level fitness model, but I want to achieve the aesthetic body that I know I'm capable of having.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't need to have, okay, now I know that is, you know, based on what you want. Like some people want to be huge. I don't want to be huge. I don't want to get much bigger.
Yeah.
A lot of it revolves around losing fat.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe gaining a little bit of muscle.
Yeah.
But just looking better. Like I want to, with my shirt off, if I'm on the beach, I want to look at it and I want people to some degree. Now, I don't have to be shredded, because I know that's a level of effort that I'm not willing to put in on the diet end of things. But I want people to look at me and say, "Wow, that I look aesthetically pleasing, right?" Mm-hmm. I want to look, you know, I want to look pleasing to anyone's eye. I don't want to stand out. I don't have to be fitness model perfect. I just want to, people say, oh, wow. And people already do. They look at me and they say, oh, wow, you look strong. You look fit. But I want to, people always say, you look fit. But
well, I sort of want to take it to the next. Where are you now? So let's say, where are you right now in comparison to where you expect or would like to be?
I look okay, right? I want to look better in terms of how my clothes fit on me, in terms of if I had my shirt out, in terms of the definition of my muscles.
Yeah.
Well, and we know that most of that involves fat loss, but some of it might involve some muscle gain as well. So aesthetics is really what I'm going for.
So remember we talked about the four goals. In one episode, we talked about aesthetics being a major one, function being another one, health, and why am I always blank on what the fourth one is. This is...
So we had,
it will come back to me in a minute. But anyway.
Oh, health? No. And it was, it wasn't healing or not
no,
fixing it's, pain.
All right. I'm going to have to
It had to do
this.
With like.
I got it. Okay. Energy.
Energy. That's right.
Because energy is a little weird. A strange outlier there. Well, but it makes sense. People do exercise for energy. So I will keep that there and change it to the three goals. So, yeah. So for you, the primary goal right now is aesthetics.
But I know that with this, health will come. Because if I'm going to lose some fat,
yeah,
right, in a good way, it'll make me a little healthier, right? It'll probably lower. I have some high cholesterol, or not super high right now, but I could lower it. I have great blood pressure, but high blood pressure runs into my family. So I'm sure by losing some fat, that this will aid my health, and I think it'll aid my energy as well.
But for the most part, you're going to assume exercise is going to help with your health.
Yes.
Obviously, there are situations where it may not.
Yes.
But in this case, the catalyst is aesthetics. Like that's the primary. That's the primary thing.
Function,
your goal is
right now is not a goal because I'm strong. Like I can, you know, if anyone's
ever
wrestled with me,
one thing you might say is, oh well, I'd like to when I come back to Muay Thai, I'd like to be more flexible. I'd like to move better.
Yeah,
but again. That's secondary or tertiary. Like your main goal is I want to look good.
Okay. I want to look better.
Now, let's say as far as on a scale of 1 to 10, right? 10 being, I don't know what's perfect. So you keep mentioning like kind of fitness model. So I'm thinking more of elite. You're not thinking bodybuilder type as your perfect. But let's say, okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you're like your perfect body, the perfect body for you. Mm-hmm. If you could just take a pill and it all works without having to do anything.
Yep.
Where are you now on that scale, and where would you like to be?
I'm a 4.
You're a 4. Okay, so you feel like you're a 4 on that on that list.
I'd like to reach about a 7.
7.
7 or an 8.
All right. So you're trying to keep it realistic compared to what you want. So, what? I guess. How many hours a week are you working out right now?
It changed, but I get a good amount.
What would you say?
When I go to the gym, I go for...
This changes. Okay, yeah. Day to day. How many days a week? How many hours a day?
I usually go 3 to 4. Sometimes 3, sometimes 5. Yeah. So that's why I say about 4.
Yeah.
And when I go, it's anywhere between half an hour to an hour and a half.
Okay, why a half an hour?
Because I might not have much time and I just need to go in, so I'll do half an hour of rowing or something, a good cardio. Get a good sweat.
And what's your breakdown?
Or half an hour really intense. Sometimes I'll go in and just do a really half hour of intense. I'll do like a lot of burpees. I'll do a circuit of like burpees, push-ups, jumps.
So let's say for now,
a really intense half hour.
For this, let's split your workout up into, let's say, 3 components. You have your strength training, your longer cardio, so, yep, you know, run something that's, you know, low intensity, longer duration, yep, and high intensity work. Let's just say things that are interval training or high intensity interval training. What is your breakdown? Like, how many days a week do you do strength? How many days a week do you? And I'm just very crude because I just want to have a general.
Sure,
idea,
I don't have an answer to that because I combine a lot of the stuff. I like to do a lot of circuits.
Okay.
Where I'll do not. I don't do any crazy strength training, but I'll do something like a squat of 135 pounds, a bench press, a 50 or 55 pound kettlebell swing.
Yeah.
Mixed in with maybe, so I'll do like those 3 exercises with a some sort of ab exercise mixed in.
All right, now here's the $1 million question, one which it may try to get a brief answer, so nothing too long, but also keep in mind, you know, there are limits to how much we can really talk about it. But
sure,
what's your diet like?
Okay, you see my diet. You see what I eat. It's pretty solid. I have a very good mixture of meat, fruits, vegetables, dairy. Like, I have a well-balanced diet. I eat a lot of vegetables. I eat a lot of fruit. And I eat a moderate amount of meat. I eat a moderate amount of bread, grains. So it is very... I really do believe it is well-balanced. And I know where the bad part comes.
Now... Where do you... Okay, well, where does the bad part come?
The bad part is dessert.
Dessert. Okay, so that was my
next
question.
I eat almost every day.
How often do you indulge?
Almost every day. Okay. Not every day, but 5 times a week. I'll eat dessert. Now, it doesn't mean huge amounts, but enough.
Like, it adds up.
It adds up. So yeah. I'll eat ice cream, cake, muffin, you know, usually once a day.
Okay, all right.
I know that's another 300-400 calories, 500 calories.
So now you're quitting or you're putting your membership on hold because you don't have time. So
yes,
how are you going to commit to exercise?
It's less to do with time and more about scheduling.
Schedule, got it. Okay, so you're saying you can work out at any time you want, but
yes,
at the gym
what I find is that the majority of times I've been able to work out, although it might change now that September hits, is during the day, around 1, 2, 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Those are become, like, for instance, when you leave, before I have to go up and work, I'm going to go to the gym.
Okay. So,
So getting there is not the problem. It's just for kickboxing specifically, it had more to do with A, the scheduling, and B, the fact that I couldn't do a mental commitment to learning new technique, just to being good at that. So my mind wasn't there. So I didn't want to do something where my mind wasn't attached to.
Okay. So your current... Okay, so now, as we've talked about before, anytime you commit to a goal or something, or you add something to your life or your schedule, it takes away from... Potentially takes away from other things. So the fact that, just like me, like we're heading to... In fact, we're gonna work on doing like a little fall episode because... September is kind of like a mini New Year's in a lot of ways in fitness, where you're back from summer, back from vacation. Most people have indulged a lot. You know, the exercise isn't a priority during the summer because there's vacations, going out, there's friends, there's commitments, a lot going on. So for a lot of people, it's hard to be very consistent. But they dive back in September. It's like that's when things come back to normal. The kids are back in school. Work is back to normal. The market's back to normal. So by committing to this, what are you going to give up to commit to this? And can you manage this with things? Because I know you deal with a lot of students, so you're going to be really busy in September. What's going to be able to, what will stop you from
first
falling
off? One of the, that's a different question, is what am I have to give up? Then what am
okay,
I?
Okay, good. We're both quite, what do you have to give up?
Well, first off, I gave up kickboxing. So that's
one
thing
going
that,
as it was,
but it was something that was there. So now that's something that that doesn't, because that actually took up a lot of time.
Okay.
Anytime it was a 3 to 4 hour, like taking the train, fair you know, enough. Half hour each way, hour there. So that's 2 hours. Then talking around, standing around. So it's at the minimum 2.5 hour chunk out of my day while going to the gym, which is so convenient because you know where my gym is. It's right next door. It's a minute to get there. Is a solid, you know, even if I have an hour workout, it's only an hour and 5 minutes.
Okay.
So,
And what's now, how do you make up for, how do you also account for all the extra time you'll be working now?
I'm not going to be working, the times that I'm going to be working, I don't think will, I really don't think that it's going to affect, because there'll still be time in the day. So for instance, like my Tuesdays now are going to be very difficult. I might have to wake up earlier.
Yeah.
So if I start working Tuesday at 3 o'clock, well, that gives me plenty of time. I could go to the gym before, or I could just, the Tuesday could just not be a day to work out.
Well, no.
Now, usually when I work, it's in the evening or afternoon. So it leaves me plenty of time, you know, between 11 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock, 10 to 11, probably more like 11, between hours of 11 and 2, 11 and 3 to work out. So I do not see this new schedule as time. The time won't bother me.
Yeah.
If anything will bother me, it's being more busy and just not working out. But that's why I need this, because this will keep me in the game. I do not believe that finding time to exercise 4 times a week, maybe even 5, will be an issue. Yeah.
Okay. Then, I guess the other question...
And I'm not opposed to going a little bit later night or earlier.
Okay. Now, a big thing. So what you're asking, the goals you have, even though it doesn't sound significant, it's pretty significant. Yeah. It's a lot. And it's a big change for you, because you also have to understand, exactly, like there's kind of like your kind of homeostasis level, and your body is always going to want to stay there, and your mind is going to want to stay there. Yeah. So you're going to have to make significant changes, and you're going to have to stick to it. So can you commit to like a schedule? Like, are you able to, let's say if we said, okay, you're going to work out, you know, these days at these times, can you commit to that?
I don't know if I can do that.
Okay.
But if you think about it, I have not had a problem getting to the gym 4 times a week over the last period. And within the next 2 weeks, I should know a little bit more. So while it's going to have to be like this for me. I can have a half schedule where I'll know, okay, Monday I'll definitely be able to work out around this time. Thursday I'll definitely be able to work out around this time. Saturday I'll be able to work out around this time. The rest of it I might have to play by ear.
Okay. So
once I settle in the next week or two, I should know exactly what I can do. And as I said, I do not believe that work will affect my working out.
Okay, so
in terms of me getting to the gym, I have too much time. I have enough time in the early part that I don't work, and I to be able to make this work.
All right, so trying to come up with a program that you're gonna be that'll be successful. I would say the first thing is the quicker you can commit to a schedule, the better. Especially knowing you, I think it's important, because this is a big thing, and it's like I know. It happens to me too, how easy it is for your schedule to overwhelm you. And for the goals you want, your fitness is going to have to be a priority right up there with work. Yep. And I know that's very difficult when you're freelancing and when things get crazy. So the quicker you can commit to a set schedule, the better. Okay. Not impossible to do it on your schedule, but I can see it happening where it's easy to half-ass. It just happens. It's very common, and I've seen it, you know, happen with me. It happens to you. It happens to everyone. And so that's the first thing I would say. As far as your specific program, I think I've dealt with this a bit with different clients. It's a fairly common goal. It's kind of like somebody who's a fitness enthusiast, has worked out. You know, they're fit, but maybe never had the aesthetics that they wanted, and that make that decision. The way I go about it, and what's been successful, is kind of like somewhat periodization. Like we've talked about that before. It works really well for aesthetics, because you're dealing with a few different goals. So whether you realize it or not, I know you're saying you don't want to get too much bigger, but you want to add some muscle tone, you want to lose some fat. So
I'm not opposed to to whatever it is.
Yeah, no. So it's fairly straightforward in how I would approach it, and how I've approached it with people in the past, and have, you know, had success when you commit to it. I think again the big thing is committing to it, to it, and sticking with it. It's hard to do both at the same time. It's hard to build muscle, lose fat at the same time. So you kind of want to focus on one or the other. Mm-hmm. my personal thing is I like to focus on strength too. So if you build a foundation of strength and you build a foundation,
well, we know
of
I already have core that.
Yeah, but I would want to add a little bit more.
Sure. The
reason why, again, is you're gonna have to push past where you're comfortable in order to really push yourself out of what your body's used to. Again, okay. You're used, like, same thing happened to me recently when I told you I wanted to drop some weight, and I went to my normal, like, okay, I work out the same way and I just eat better. Didn't work anymore. I was just hovering at the same weight.
Yeah.
Like, I lost a lot really quickly, and then I just stayed at that weight. It's like, this is where you want to stay. And so it took more effort than I'm used to, even though everything was fine. I needed to go beyond that just because your body has a place it's used to. And I feel, again, this is kind of pseudoscience. I'm just saying, as you know, as I've gotten older and I see this, it's, but the body has a harder time dropping. You have to do things a little more extreme. So I found this from myself, from other people. And I mean, there's some science, you know, not all of it's BS, but I do feel like there's got to be a good deal of change, in order for you to see the results that you want. So first thing I would do is spend a 4-week period just focused on strength and core movements. So your standard exercises. The second period, which would be about a solid 8 weeks, would be a more of a building size. So you've built your foundation of strength. So then you're working more on the kind of volume training, where you're developing, you're putting on some muscle. So you're going to want to put on a little muscle, because if you just start cutting your weight, you'll cut weight and you're going to eat through muscle and fat. And so we don't want that. So we want to try to put on a little bit of muscle, not a lot, okay, but you will actually eat a little bit more and put on weight. And the third phase is where then you start to cut down. Now that can happen in a couple of different ways. So I'm not, like, if I were designing this for you, right? If I was put together, like, you know, the next, let's say, so what did I say, 4 weeks? So 12 weeks, right? I would put down 12 weeks worth of you're building your size, and then you build your strength, build your size. But I wouldn't make a decision on how you're going to cut until we see, you know, okay, we get closer to it. So if you, during your size building phase, you're able to put on a little bit more muscle and you don't put on as much fat, I would work up a different program for the kind of cutting portion of your program. Versus if you, some people, like, in order to build the size, they just got to eat like an animal and they put on fat and muscle. It's going to be a bit different.
I put on muscle pretty decently.
So where, like, you get genetics to put at the on. End of that muscle point is where I'll decide, like, how do we want to burn the fat, or, you know, how do we want to cut the weight? And it wouldn't be an extreme weight cut, because I think for you, you're not doing this for, like, if you're doing it for a competition, also the weight cut's different. It's a different process. For you, it's more aesthetic, and I'd like it if you kept most of it. So, like, let's say you wanted to get into a certain body that maybe you wouldn't keep. Let's say you want to get to 8, right? 8 out of 10. Maybe 8 out of 10 is unrealistic to keep for a long time, but if you can get there and then hover around a 7, that'd be great.
Sure.
You know, so I think that would be more the goal of the weight cutting portion. But again, the weight cutting portions, it depends. You can, you know, it could be focused more on longer cardio, which I tend to stay away from, or not. I would stick more with the more higher intensity work, so that you can kind of, my brain's not working right now. You kind of build off that foundation, sure, of strength and that foundation of size, and reinforce your size, okay, rather than, like, if you do all this work to build size and then you just go and you just do hours of cardio and you eat through all the muscle, it's like, yeah, you're gonna cut all that weight. So we want to try to find a way to build your size.
You wouldn't think that I should start with fat burning. That you think?
No, absolutely not. Okay. No, you got to start with the muscle, because again, it's much.
I do have muscle. I'm not easy, lacking
the
muscle.
The fat burning is the easier part for most people, especially for you. It would be easier. The muscle building is the harder part, and the more challenging part. If you burn fat, if you're where you are now, like, you, if you want to be a little bit more defined, maybe slightly bigger, and you do at right now as you're at, and you burn through all your fat, you're gonna be skinnier. The muscle will atrophy a little bit. You're gonna be smaller. So yeah, you might be more defined, but you're gonna be smaller. So what I want to do is get you to a size where
would
you drop down,
for me to look smaller.
I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe not. Depends on what your goal is. I don't think so. I think you'd benefit from being a little bit bigger, but also just I'm big on the foundation of strength. Okay. So that's always a big thing for me.
And
so,
I don't not have a foundation of strength.
You do.
Stuff for
but
years.
I want to build a little bit bigger foundation, and also that it prepares you for the weight cut, which could be easier than it has to be. So the more important part of all of this is your diet, which obviously, you know, as we've talked about, I'm not qualified to give too much, but
I know what I need to do when it comes to diet, or more so what I need to not eat.
Well, the big thing is
my plan was to cut down to dessert 2 days a week.
One day a week.
It's going to be very difficult for me. But I was only going to do it for only 2 weeks. 1 day a week. You don't think that for 2 days a week? I was only going to do 2 weeks.
1 day a week. And then do what I'm doing. 1 day a week.
To just jump right into it.
At a specific time, and that's your time.
I was
going to
miss
it
tomorrow, like September 1st. Why? Starting tomorrow was when I was going to start the whole my new.
Okay, fine. So now you have to consider maybe when do you go out for dinner? Like, do you go out usually on Saturday nights?
I don't know.
Friday?
That's
so. Well, two things that I would say you'd probably have to cut out drinking too. I don't know how much
I
you
don't
can drink anymore. Okay,
I don't drink or right, very so, very little so, glass of wine.
Yeah, you're
very very little.
You're indulging. Your indulgence intake has to be dropped down to one.
Okay.
One thing.
1 day a week.
1 day a week. And you have to be consistent with that 1 day. So if you miss your 1 day, you can't replace. Like if it's Friday, again, these are my rules that I made up that have been working for me, and it worked for a couple of people who I've had try this. So again, this isn't like something that's been scientifically
tested. You don't
think
that it's going to be too difficult? You don't think that from based yes, on well, what I'm doing cutting down to say like 2 days a week, and then to let me be in that period for 2 weeks, and then cutting right?
No, because you're not going cold turkey.
Sure.
You're just going for 1 day. Now, theoretically, I guess you could do the 2 days a week because you'd be in a weight building phase, so it's not as necessary to cut on the fat, but
more psychological.
I think
it's
psychological.
Okay.
You will get over it, you know, and then you look forward to that 1 day, and then you make better choices. Sure. Like, you know, like, okay, you know, if you have that 1 day, it's got to be something good. You don't want to just go to Dunkin' Donuts and get, unless you love Dunkin' Donuts, like, you don't want to just go get something crappy. You got to get something good. But that would be my advice. But again, you have a little bit more flexibility with this.
Okay.
Now, you're going to want to eat more, and there's like, you know, like a food journal that you can do just to keep your calorie intake is actually going to want to be a little bit higher in order to build a little bit, to put on a little bit of muscle. But again, I'm not saying put on 10 pounds of muscle.
Sure.
You know, it's just putting on a little bit of size in order to help you as you start dropping down. So, I mean, that would be my advice for you. Is that something you can commit to?
Yeah.
Like 5 days a week? Yeah.
So now, we want me to work out 5 days a week.
Yeah, work out.
Okay. Well, what are my workouts? All right. The first thing is the ice cream.
I will post. I'll put together and post as a bonus if anyone has the app. We'll put the Justin workout.
The Justin workout. All right. So no more ice cream, dessert, all that stuff. Only 1 day a week. The other thing I'm going to cut down on almost next to none are chips. That's my other sort of bad thing. Those are really the only two bad things I eat: chips and ice cream.
Yeah, and those are taxing mentally.
Sure.
So you have to consider the all of this that's
chips
happening
with some nuts.
You know, the where
just
we fail,
better healthy things.
Where we fail when we're doing
and make replacements.
When we're doing these things, is that we take on too much and we take on what it sounds like a good idea, but realistically it doesn't work out. Okay. So you have to consider that. Is this something realistic? Can you keep this up?
I can do it.
Okay.
Now, so interesting question for you. So because I enjoy things that are sweet, could I is using a technique like this to sort of keep me in the game? Maybe for my meal, if I have oatmeal, I can put some honey and maple syrup in the oatmeal as part of my meal so that I get a sweetness. I can get some sugar in my body, but it's not just a dessert that's adding no nutritional value.
Honey is good. And I would, definitely say, you know, I don't know about maple syrup. I don't know what the health properties of maple
syrup are. I'm
going
to have to eat something quality of you know, I need to get some sugar because that's my brain won't function without it.
Well, I'm not saying no carb, and I'm not saying don't eat fruits. I'm not that, like, again, I'm not advocating for that. And again, I'm trying to be very limited in what I'm saying.
Sure,
I'm saying is like indulging in like candy and sweets
and
desserts and all that stuff.
The dessert,
that you're probably going to have to get rid of.
Yeah.
But if you're going to have honey with your oatmeal, that's fine.
Okay.
I do that. Like I've been pretty much no sweets except 1 day a week, but I will eat fruits. I eat lots of, I'll have honey. I'll have healthy, you know, healthy snacks. So it's not that you're limited. It's just like eliminating, you know, don't get a Mike and Ike or, you know, that was my problem. It's like, I would just go get Snickers or I get candy, you know, and then sweets and then desserts. And so that's the key to stay away from is, you know, indulging in stuff like in stuff like that. But otherwise.
All right. So, 5 days a week might be difficult to get to the gym. I'm going to try. 4 days is definitely
do or do not
doable, but it might not be within my power. I might try everything I can, but just not be able to do it.
All right, well.
Right. It's not gonna. We'll have to see if I can do that. I might have to settle for the fifth day being like some sort of home workout or something like that. If I can't get to the gym based on hours, just whatever, where I might have to do you know, a bunch of like jumps, push ups, you know, dip, something like that. I might have to, it might have to be that way,
right,
which I know is better than nothing. Or if I had a jump rope, or if I go for a run outside or something like that, or run some stairs or something like that.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm going to...
I don't know if I'm convinced.
So we're going to post the Justin workout.
And then
I'm curious
we'll follow
to know what
up
this,
in a month.
I really want
to
know what this
done.
Justin workout. I'm going to start today.
All right. Because
I'm going to go to the gym after you... After you leave.
All right, cool. Sounds good.
Well, so that's we're going to follow this, and we'll update. And one last thing that I want everyone to know, in case you're you want to do something similar. I'm 5'10". I'm 190 something pounds. Right. I have a fairly big frame. I'm muscular. I've got a little bit of a belly. Not huge, but I got a little bit of a belly. I'm not sure what my body fat percentage is. I think probably around 18% to 20%. So
probably,
you think that's accurate?
Probably, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, there's a lot of people like me. So, if you're looking for the same goals, you might want to follow this workout. So,
yeah.
You know where to reach us.
Check with your physician first.
Yes. as always, check with a medical professional.
Yeah. All right. So that's it. If you think, write us in. Let us know if you think Justin's going to stick to it based on his how he sounds. I'm a little. Skeptical. I know, not that you won't exercise, but that you'll commit to the program,
the full thing.
We shall see.
Well, I love skepticism makes me stronger.
Good. All right, well, we'll check in again with you.
That's not what my trainer needs to be skeptical. you're supposed to be positive and reinforcing.
Yeah, I should be. Yeah, we'll see.
But you work with the client, right? You go to the what if for me you doubting me makes me do it, then that's what you should do, right?
Maybe. We'll see. Well, I also know you well enough that I can doubt you without it being too discouraging. So, all right. Well, that's it. As usual, all of our stuff is at thegymwits.com. And download the app so you can find Justin's workout.
Yep.
And that's it. I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
We are the Gymwits.